We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Yo.
You don't sound like Charlamagne. Good morning, Angela Yee.
I'm like losing my voice because, you know, I've been sick for days now.
You've been sick for a minute.
You know what? I got better, and then I just haven't been getting enough sleep. I think that's part of the reason.
You better go to the doctor.
I went to the Nets game yesterday.
You better go to the doctor, make sure everything's
all right. I just said I can't even go until Thursday, so I said if I don't feel better by Thursday, I'm going
to
go.
What's more important, the Nets game or you being sick? You better go take your ass to the doctor, make sure everything's all right.
What?
What?
I have a sore throat. Oh, my nose is stuffy.
She said she's sick, and you said she's pregnant?
I thought she was pregnant.
No. She's a little sick. She's been sick for like a week and a half.
It has not been a week and a half.
Yes, it has. It was last week. Last week you were sick. Mm-mm. What day were you out of town last week?
But let me tell you something.
I can't do anything
today. I got my podcast, 2 episodes, and then tomorrow.
You're going to die on that podcast.
I have to moderate a panel, and then I have the American Foundation for the University of the West Indies fundraiser.
It's not going to be dope if you pass out.
You can't do none of that if you're not healthy.
But shout out to our Brooklyn Nets. They won last night. 101-85.
What about your doctor winning? By you coming in for an appointment? If something's
if I don't
wrong.
Feel better by Thursday, I'm going to go. It's just
Thursday, ye.
Yes.
How you know you got to Thursday? God told you that?
Yes.
You better go before Thursday, ye. Check yourself out.
You know what it is? I've been traveling a lot.
Oh, boy.
And normally I have a routine when I'm here. Like, I do my juicing, I take my vitamins, and it threw my whole, you know, nutritional routine off when I was traveling.
See, you go. Self-medicating. See, you better go to the doctor. Make sure everything all right. Make sure you ain't got a flu.
I'm drinking lots of ginger.
You might have the flu or something crazy. You better go.
Yes.
The flu is going around.
Yes,
it is.
I
know, I know. And that's the only reason I'm not that concerned, because everybody's sick.
Yeah.
What that mean?
What kind of reasoning is this?
Everyone's sick.
All right. Well, yeah. Shout out to your Brooklyn Nets, and also
I took 2 Chainz to the game last night.
Yeah. Shout out to 2 Chainz. His album comes out this Friday. Shout out to 2 Chainz. Now, for me, you know, I have 5 kids. I got a 17, a 15, a 5, a 4, and a 2. So the one is getting ready for college, and one is getting ready for high school. So I've been going to all the high schools in the local area, checking them out, and just seeing if I like them, like the education, like the curriculum, like the football program, the basketball program, the lacrosse program. So I've been going to all the schools. So yesterday I took Logan to a couple of schools just for him to check it out. Mm-hmm. And then next week I got to take Madison. We're going on a run. It's going to be like a college run. We're going to start NYU Columbia. We'll go to Howard, Hampton. We'll go to Spelman. We'll go to Miami, UCLA. And all in between. So we're going to be doing that just so she can get an idea of the colleges and see some
visit
of
those campuses.
Wakaya and visit those campuses. I want her to go away, get out of the house, go enjoy college like I did. But mm-hmm. she kind of wants to stay close to the crib. But right. Go away. Get the hell out. Go enjoy
it. You don't
it.
Mean that.
I do mean it. No, go enjoy don't. Life. Like, you stay too close to home, you don't really get the experience. You don't get to live on your own. Go away, man. I went to Hampton. I enjoyed it. My wife went to ODU. We enjoyed it. But go away.
Yeah, you're too overprotective. She should go away.
All right. Now, Charlotte.
Wild out.
Now, don't wild out. How was your little vacay, bro?
What you talking about?
You wasn't here Friday and you wasn't here Monday.
Okay. Minding my business. Living life like it's golden.
You going to say you were sick? You got a little tan.
I wasn't sick. I was damn sure not sick.
You lucky you got a little tan. That's not New Jersey, son.
Well, okay. Well, I have to.
Did you go to a tanning spot?
How was your time off?
My time off was great. Did you reflect a little mental health break every now and then?
Did you think about me?
I'm always reflecting. No, I didn't. That's the whole point of getting away.
Did you think about me?
I did not think about y'all or anybody
well,
for that matter.
Forget you too. All right, yes. Well, let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about?
Well, we are going to be talking about Robert Kraft. We'll give you an update on this prostitution.
Why are they really blowing this situation out of proportion? What's the problem here, man?
Well, it's against the law, but I mean, he lost his wife in 2011.
Sex trafficking is against the law. They were talking about.
He didn't do anything with sex trafficking. We do this all the time in the media with everybody. That man did not sex traffic.
No, I'm not saying that he was sex trafficking, but I'm saying it is against the law. So people participating, because think about the women who are involved.
This is like
it is illegal.
This is like going to buy weed at a drug spot and refrigerated. And you happen to get beat. You happen to be there while you're just going
to buy a dime bag.
Exactly.
Except that this involves human beings.
Yeah, but he didn't. Did he know that they were being sex trafficked?
He knows that it's
I'm
illegal.
Sure he didn't
Stop
know
it.
That.
Y'all probably like we probably frequently.
We actually had a woman call here yesterday who was a former sex worker, and she talked about the situation that she was in and how she ended up and how people don't think about these women.
Yeah,
and we talk about it like
it's
no big deal.
No doubt. But did he know that he was participating?
I doubt it.
With women that were being sex trafficked?
Because he's not the only person.
Exactly.
He's not the only person. There were people who were managers of these spas. They've been arrested.
They never usually arrested John.
You can get a fine.
You usually get a fine in some community service, but they never usually arrest him. I'm sure because of his name, they arrested his ass. But
blowing this out of proportion because it's Robert Kraft.
But we'll get into that in front page news and more. Don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. What are we starting with, Yee?
Well, let's start off talking about Robert Kraft and all these people that have been arrested or will be arrested in this whole trafficking probe. All right, so the whole thing started as a sex trafficking investigation. That's because a health department employee alerted police back in July to signs of human trafficking at this spa, Orchids of Asia Day Spa. They said that they went in and saw a seemingly all-male clientele. They saw internet postings that described the spa as a rub and tug. And then they said they went there to do a routine inspection, and they saw that there were two rooms with bed sheets and pillows and dressers that had medicine and clothing, as well as a fridge with food and condiments, which led them to believe that people were living there. They then ramped up the investigation, and they went in the dumpster. That's where they found a ripped-up ledger. They found credit card receipts and napkins with semen on it. They said the men would come to the spa and leave after about 30 minutes to an hour. They said it was clear to us this was a trafficking case because of the circumstances. They're not leaving. They're there 24 hours a day. The hygiene was minimal, at best just a bathroom. Some of these women worked 7 days a week and had as many as 8 clients a day. They had no days off. They said there were about 200 alleged Johns that have been or will be arrested, and police have seized at least $2 million in assets. They said this is just the tip of the iceberg. And they go on to say that a lot of the women who they are not calling prostitutes, they're calling them victimized women, were lured to the United States with promises of work. They were promised to be housekeepers or waiters, and once they got there, their passports were snatched away from them. And the police, they looked at the police as their enemy. They were told that something would happen to their loved ones if they didn't cooperate. And so that's why this is a case of coercion, because people look at it, oh, they're doing it because they want to. No, a lot of times these women are forced and coerced into being victims of sex trafficking.
See, what you just reported is the story.
Yes.
Like, that is the story. That's what everybody should be talking about. But just like we usually do in America, the focus is on the person who has the most notoriety. Robert Kraft wasn't out here sex trafficking those women.
So now, according to court documents, they said Robert Kraft paid for a threesome that happened on January 19th. Two women took turns, quote, manipulating his genitals. And then after that, the women cleaned him up, and he gave them each a $100 bill. Then they said there was a second incident. January 20th, that's the day the Patriots were playing the Chiefs. And that happened then. There were two women. And then they said he was there for only about 14 minutes on that day. And then he exited and went to his blue Bentley. So he, along with others, are facing up to 1 year in jail if they are convicted on the first-degree misdemeanor charge of soliciting another to commit prostitution. And the maximum sentence for that is up to a year in jail or 100 hours of community service.
By the way, I didn't realize happy endings were illegal. Okay, I thought they were up to the discretion of the parlor. Like,
no.
I thought you go in the parlor.
It's illegal, bro.
And I thought that it was like it's like the secret menu at In-N-Out.
No.
Like, if you know about the secret menu, like, give me a double-double and a rub and tug.
No.
Yeah, the problem is a lot of these women that work at these places,
only in
like
Vegas.
We just told you, are
some places in Vegas,
are people that are victims of sex trafficking that got here to the United States thinking they would get a better life. And instead,
yeah, but if you don't know that as a man going in there and you just think it's one of these, because these parlors have been going on for years. Mm-hmm. Let's not act like these parlors just popped up yesterday. These parlors have been around for longer than we've been alive.
But not knowing is not an excuse.
No, of course.
Well, that's
it's
why
not.
Something like this is going to expose that. So now if someone's been doing that, now you're aware.
I'm disgusted that Bob Kraft got to leave Boston to make this stuff happen. This man is the owner of the New England Patriots. He's delivered y'all 6 Super Bowl championships rings, been to the Super Bowl 9 times, and you ladies in Boston can't give him a little rub and tug?
My goodness.
Huh?
His wife passed in 2011.
That's all the more reason why them ladies in Boston should have jumped all over that situation.
Well, yeah, I think he has a girlfriend. Well, anyway, that is front page news. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. Maybe you had a bad night, bad morning, whatever it may
Maybe
be.
Maybe you're under the weather.
800-585-1051. Get it off your chest. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Wake up, wake up. Wake your ass.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hello. Hi, this is Todd.
Hey, what's up, mama? Get it off your chest. You all right?
I don't want to get nervous or upset, but I lost my memory. And I'm taking this opportunity to reach out to anyone who may have went to school with me, who may have met me or had any type of encounter with me before 2017. I was staying in a Roach Motel, and I hit my head really bad. I mean, bad enough to resemble a stroke. But God willing, I didn't have one.
But what's your name? What's your name, Mama?
Can I ask you a question?
My name is Tarangeria.
From where?
I'm from all over. I've lived in Baltimore. I've lived in New York.
But what high school did you go to?
Rockaway.
If you wanted people to...
I went to EBC High School, and it was Bushwick in East New York.
Okay.
She remembers a lot for somebody who says she forgot her memory. What are you doing? Relax for a second.
What I remember about my school was we had a woman's day, and I gave my mother a very beautiful speech, and I can't remember it.
Okay.
And I would love to see it.
How much of your memory have you lost, baby? Because you haven't lost, like, all of it.
No. I've lost, like big chunks. Like, man, my cousin was on the phone talking, and she was telling me about when she gave birth and how I got rid of everybody out the room. I had no memory of that.
How old are you?
She would have never... I'm 39.
How long ago is this?
This happened in 2017, but it's, like, chunks missing, not big pieces altogether. It's, like, maybe... A chunk from when my mom passed, a big chunk from when my mom passed away is missing. That was 2011.
Okay. Well, you gave out your name in your high school.
I'm
so
40. I can't remember a lot of stuff that happened to me.
So hopefully.
You could, if you have any video, I don't care if it's bad video. I don't care if it's good video. I don't care what
pictures.
Kind of pictures they
right.
are. It doesn't matter. If you have any information on me, you can send it to Purple Ice 1058 Inc. on Facebook.
Okay. Well, whoever, if they went to high school with you, they have your name, they know your high school, so hopefully somebody will contact you on Facebook and get you the memories that you need, Mama. Good luck, all right?
Yeah, you can't tell me that you don't remember nothing, but then start recollecting about 10 different
things.
Well,
I'm sure there's certain things she does remember, and there's a whole lot that she doesn't.
Yeah, I didn't even know what that could be like.
I mean, same thing with my mother-in-law. She has a whole lot she remembers, and then there's 80% of things that she doesn't. Blind Beauty.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up?
This is your Blind Beauty. I don't know. I just want to say thank you to you guys this morning because over the years I've called, and even though sometimes they say Charlamagne is harsh, the truth helps. Like, once upon a time, Charlamagne told me that I was whack. Another time, he told me that I was better. Just with writing, no, it helps though. Even though he may be harsh, people need to stop lying out here. Tell people the truth.
What made you whack?
Yeah, what were you whack at?
Like, I told my story before. Like, I lost my sight at 17 and I started writing. And I called up here, so-called trying to spit or whatever, do poetry, and this was whack.
Do you still do poetry now?
I do, yes.
Let's hear something.
I did something for Black History Month, but it's March. It's almost March.
It's okay.
It's all right. It's still Black History
Month. It's still February.
Still got a few days left. See, he's starting off terrible already.
Go ahead. Go, Mama.
Stop. Okay, so they want to emasculate our men and have you dress feminine, then call it fashion. I know you see dollars dancing, but is it worth selling our soul to have the greatest sin? I see treasures up in heaven that this world can't fathom. Nobody could break in to steal or touch, not even the craftiest thief or the common crook. You're probably wondering where I came from, but let me paint the picture. Sorry.
What happened?
What happened? You all right?
Yeah, I'm just really nervous. You're probably wondering where I came from. Let me paint the picture. If Drake was here, he would say that we had the Drake. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. See, that's not... See, for me to tell you that you're terrible is not harsh.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay?
No,
well, mama,
it's
keep
not.
Practicing.
I'm really nervous.
You need better. You need more preparation.
That's
baby.
Right,
that's
mama.
All.
You got this,
that's
though,
all.
Right?
She wasn't anticipating that.
And you came out just insulting Billy Porter right off the top of it.
No.
Yes, you did.
You want to emasculate.
You said you want to emasculate all men and have them dress feminine.
Dress feminine and call it fashion. That's not emasculating.
Were you not thinking about Billy Porter when you wrote that line?
No. Well, anyway.
Don't lie to me.
I don't know if she saw what he had on. She's blind.
Well, thank you. Yeah, she might not have seen what he had on. She is blind, Charlamagne.
Yeah. Oh,
well, so, that can go. She's talking about everybody's fashion. She can't see nobody. What are you talking about?
I lost my sight at 17. Don't play me.
Oh, you're right. My bad, boo.
Stupid. All right. Thank you, mama.
Love you guys.
Love you back.
Oh, my God. I should have stayed home.
Oh, my gosh.
Why did I come back?
All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Nicole.
Yes.
Good morning. Get it off your chest, Nicole.
Good morning. So I recently just had a baby.
Congrats.
Almost 5 months ago.
Congratulations.
My first little girl. And so I finally decided to step out with my little sister. And her dad got mad. Was telling me I'm an unfit mom and I shouldn't be out. And we never had a baby.
Wow.
Well, he was mad that you went and got it popping so soon after having a baby?
Yeah, I guess.
Was he going out after you had a baby?
Yes,
exactly.
Out.
So he don't think you need some time to be able to go out?
Yeah, mama needs some me time.
That's just crazy to me. You should be able to go out and interact with people.
Exactly. He don't think so. He wants me to stay in the house.
Well, tell him to stay in the house too then. He just had a baby also.
Right.
Well, he wants you just to go to church? He don't want you
exactly.
At the club?
Church, work, and home, I guess.
Oh, I got you.
Well,
I
tell him
you.
He should do the same.
Right.
All right, mama.
Thank you, guys. All right.
DJ, what up, DJ?
What's going on, DJ Envy?
What's up, bro? Get it off your chest.
Hey, Charlamagne. Hey.
What's up, man. Brother?
Hey, man. I respect you so much, man. I listen to y'all every morning while I'm driving, man. You be speaking on some stuff, man, and sometimes people be getting upset because in reality, they really kind of believe what you say. They believe that about themselves, you know? So, hey, I respect you for so much, man. You're always bringing that too. DJ Envy, I respect you a lot too, man. You're always talking about your family and how you're trying to motivate people to invest. And I'm looking to do that too myself. I'm driving trucks, so trying to save a little money. That way I can buy me some property or something like that one day.
All right,
so,
brother.
Well, thank you, my brother. I appreciate you, man.
Absolutely.
I'm glad you respect the guys.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Angelique. I'm sorry, man. I listen to you every morning, so you always keep it real. Hey, real quick, I want to send a shout-out to my wife, Rashida Jackson. She always
keeps
holds
it real.
Me down, man. Man, and she always got my back, man. Black man don't cheat, man.
That's right,
hey,
baby.
There you go.
That's right. We changed that narrative, baby.
Except for truck drivers.
Hey, DJ Envy, look me up on Instagram and check out my music, man. It's Instagram/DJ Productions.
Let's hear something live right now.
Well, I'm driving right now. I'm driving my truck right now. I'm not on my computer, but you have to look it up.
Yeah, you probably should keep driving, bro. Just keep driving and don't never, ever do music.
How you know?
How you know? He might be nice. Yeah, he might
keep
be
driving.
Nice.
I produce music. I make music.
Okay,
oh,
you do beats.
Beats.
You do
okay.
Beats. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, that might work a little better.
All right, brother. Well, if you're in your right, truck, thanks. Blow the horn for us one time, man. All right, be safe out there.
That horn was off beat. Your beats is whack.
Stop it. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, you can hit us up right now. Now, we got rumors on the way, Yee?
Yes, R. Kelly, he is out of jail. Find out what's the first place he went to.
Man, it made me feel good to know I got more money than R. Kelly.
Well, yeah.
How you know that?
I've been to R. Kelly was broke.
Damn it.
Okay?
All right.
Long time ago. Me and his manager used to be partners.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Dame Dash.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, Damon Dash has an announcement that he wants to make sure that everybody knows about. Charlamagne, he wants to make sure that you and Van Lathan tell everybody you know.
Well, okay, I heard about it.
He has reportedly bought back the majority interest in his ex-wife Rachel Roy's clothing company. Now, he said they didn't want me to announce yet because they want Rachel to sign something saying she wouldn't sue them, but that has nothing to do with me, so I'm celebrating because why would Rachel not want me to buy back the company I invested $6 million of my own money into like a real boss, only so Ava and Tallulah Dash would have a company to run, so I bought it back, and I'm going to relaunch luxury with Ava and Tallulah as the face. We are a real fashion family for years now, and we are 100% indie, $100 million a year company family owned by a black man.
Well, drop on the clues bombs for Dame Dash. That's big, right? I heard Rachel is trying to block his purchase for whatever reason, though.
I don't know what their relationship is like.
Well, he said something in it.
He said, Rachel, please don't mess this deal up, and if you do, please publicly explain yourself. Whoever doesn't write about this is an obvious hater. So.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I just heard that she's trying to block the sale for whatever reason.
He said she shouldn't try to block it or something. And he said in there she shouldn't try to block it. She should be happy or something like that, that their kids will be the face of it or something.
I'm never going to hate or be upset about a black man buying into a $100 million company. The more he owns it, the better.
Well, I don't know if she really, would that mean she's still involved in it?
I think she owns a share, and I think the other share was owned by somebody else, and he's buying back the other share.
He's going to own the majority interest in it.
Right.
I don't know. I just don't want to be a hater, okay? So drop on the clues bomb for Dame Dash again.
There you go. Right. Now Charlamagne is not a hater.
You're not a hater either. You reported it, okay? We're not hating. We don't have a reason to hate on Dame.
Oh, congrats to him.
Salute to Dame.
All right, now let's talk about Michael Jackson accuser Wade Robson from Leaving Neverland. You know that documentary is supposed to come out on HBO next week.
Trash.
Is anybody in here going to watch it?
No.
Now they're.
I think it's unethical.
They're giving some more information.
I want to see it though. I ain't gonna lie.
You do?
I do want to see it. I want to see what. I want to see what they talk about. I mean, I want to be able to see what. I want to see the whole thing. I want to see if these guys are lying.
I don't want
to. I don't want to see it, but I want to see.
Listen, it don't matter if they're lying or not because they swore under oath back in the day that nothing happened. So
true.
You know why they probably did that? For money. You know why they're probably talking again now? For money.
So
where did their ethics lie?
Of course.
Right. Well, part of what they're saying now is Wade Robson was actually trying to auction off some of Michael Jackson's memorabilia back in 2011. He consigned his collection to Julian's Auctions, and they said they paid him when we sold whatever from his collection because he needed the money. He asked to remain anonymous and said he didn't want anyone to know it was him selling those items, but they did not agree to that, and they listed it as the Wade Robson Collection. And they sold a couple of items, a pair of black spandex fingerless forearm gloves from the music video for Bad and a fedora from the Smooth Criminal video. Those got about $50,000 and $30,000.
I don't respect nothing that comes out of Wade Robinson's mouth. He swore under oath that nothing happened to him back in the day. Now he's saying something happened to him. Back in the day, he probably said nothing happened to him for money. Now he's talking about something happening to him again. Why? For money. I'm not respecting it.
All right. Now, R. Kelly is out of jail. He had come up with that $100,000 bond. We told you before he had to take care of some child support tabs if he wanted to avoid getting locked up again.
He still ain't paid out either.
No, he has to handle that. And they said that there were protesters yelling outside. They called him a pedophile, asking him how would he feel if someone urinated on his daughter, things like that. They said that there were women that were actually trying to raise money to get him out of jail.
They started a GoFundMe or something like that, right?
Have mercy.
Is that crazy?
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
That's really sad that it's women. And now there's another 16-year-old that's come forward. But these female R. Kelly fans were trying to post his bond because he was unable to pay. They said a court clerk said their office was receiving calls from female R. Kelly fans wanting to know how to post bail for him. They said the love is real, I guess.
That's crazy.
I don't understand it. Now, the first place that he went, he sat down and had a meal at McDonald's.
And that's the notorious McDonald's where he used to pick up a lot of women, allegedly, right?
So he went right back to there.
It's amazing how people would say he used to go pick up women at that McDonald's, and he went right back there.
He does it for the press, though. Like, there's so many people that are taking pictures there. He just does that for the whole scene.
He can't stay away from seeing his crimes. He doesn't care about. He's like a dog who marks his territory with urine. That's his, okay? He's peed at that McDonald's several times, so he goes right back there when he gets out of prison.
Now, according to his advisor, Don Russell, he says that these charges against R. Kelly are a conspiracy.
Oh, Lord.
He said his client was hypersexual due to being abused as a child himself, but he also denied all of these claims. He says that R. Kelly is the biggest survivor out of all of this.
Statements like that are so wild to me because we got tapes. All right, people are actually seeing what he's doing.
And supposedly on these tapes, it's very clear the girl is 14 years old. They're saying that this is collusion between Lifetime and female friends who have been converted to victims.
And the Russians. Don't say the word collusion without throwing the Russians in there, too.
I don't know if the Russians had anything to do with this one.
If you wanted to believe all... Yeah, and the NFL. If you wanted to believe that this collusion against R. Kelly, you might as well just throw everybody at him, okay? The NFL, the Russians, Lifetime, all the survivors, all the tapes we've seen, the marriage certificate to Aaliyah when she was 14, 15. Just everything.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
Feels great to know I have more money than R. Kelly, though. I'm not going to lie. Me and Duval was on the phone yesterday talking about, you know, should we buy I Believe I Can Fly publishing? He offered. I was like, I don't think that's a good
investment. No, I don't think that's a good investment. Yeah, not right now. All right. Well, front page news next. What we talking about?
Duval going to remake it, though. He's going to remake I Believe I Can Fly.
Listen, it's a condiment that everybody uses, and somehow this condiment does not make any money, and I can't think of anything.
Mm-hmm. All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
All right. By the books. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get some front page news. What are we talking about, Yee?
Well, let's talk about Kraft Heinz. We all use that, right? That ketchup?
Ketchup, yes.
Yes.
My kids love it.
Well, it looks like they're not doing so well. Now, Heinz took on debt when the ketchup giant was taken private, and it was taken private for $28 billion. Financing was a key ingredient that made that happen. But now they have a loss of $12.6 billion, and they're saying that profits for this year will fall as well. They said profits are flat, revenue has shrunk.
Somebody needs to be fired.
Why?
They said it was a lot of mismanagement.
Yeah, somebody needs to be fired. There's no way ketchup is not making money. Like ketchup.
Not Kraft Heinz
ketchup.
What other ketchup do you use when you go places? Any other ketchup?
They have Hunt's. They have Hunt's though, but everybody uses Heinz ketchup. I mean, whether you go to fast food, they usually have Heinz. In every house is Heinz.
If you go to the supermarket, what do you buy? What ketchup?
Heinz.
No, I buy the store brand.
The ballpark. No, you don't.
If it depends. If you ain't got the money like that, you buy the store brand.
And they have organic Heinz ketchup now too, which I always buy.
Nobody cares about ketchup like that.
And I'm tell you yes, they do. Some ketchup tastes funny to me.
Yes, they do.
And I'm going to tell you something else. You
know, I hate watery ketchup.
You know what messes the commercial
ketchup that's
up?
That's too sweet.
Mm-hmm. What's that commercial where it took forever for the Heinz to come out the bottle or the ketchup? Who's
you
that?
You have to hit the 57.
Who is that, though? That's Heinz or Hunt's? Which one is that?
Heinz.
Nobody wants that. That's bad advertising. Why am I buy a bottle of ketchup and it takes forever to get out? Nobody want to be sitting there holding the ketchup like this forever.
You got to hit the 57.
These fries getting cold.
But they have the squeezable Heinz.
That's
well.
Why they made their business. Whoever's was managing that company needs to be fired. Because there's no way Heinz should be not making billions of dollars.
I bet you the store brands of these ketchups are killing Heinz.
The ones that just
got the tomato on the bottle.
And what do they make? I know this is huge in the Latino market. I think it's Heinz and mayonnaise. Is that what they do? They mix it together. Yeah. What's that called? They need to put that in the bottle.
I don't like interracial condiments. You know what I'm saying?
I don't want my
ketchup mixing with my mayonnaise.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
All right, now let's talk about this story. One of the most powerful men in the Roman Catholic Church was found guilty of multiple child sex offenses. There was a secret trial in Melbourne in December, and only now can they reveal it. They've actually lifted that whole order where they couldn't talk about it. Australian Cardinal George Pell, he's now 77 years old. They said he's going to almost certainly face prison, and he gets sentenced in March. A jury did find him guilty of one charge of sexual penetration of a child and four charges of an indecent act with or in the presence of a child back from the late 1990s. He's the most senior Catholic official to be found guilty of child sex offenses to date. And they talk about how there were two choir boys drinking wine in the small room at the back of the cathedral. And that's when Pell, who was then the Archbishop of Melbourne, found them and forced one of the boys to perform oral sex on him and performed an indecent act on his friend. So according to his accuser, he said he struggled with shame, loneliness, and depression after the abuse. He said, like many survivors, it has taken me years to understand the impact upon my life. At some point, we realized that we trusted someone we should have feared, and we fear those genuine relationships that we should trust. So that was his statement. So he has been found guilty. Now, they said there was the other young boy who was the victim died from a drug overdose. He never revealed the abuse to anyone. So.
So what happened to his abuser? Did they get jail time? Like.
Well, he's getting sentenced in March.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So he's been found guilty. So he's, of course, denying all of these charges. He's saying that whole thing were their accusations were the products of a fantasy. And he said that he never forced a boy to perform oral sex. He said it was a deranged falsehood. I'm sure we'll hear a lot more things to come.
All right. Well, that is front page news. Now, let's just open up the phone lines. I'm just asking. 800-585-1051. Since we were talking ketchup.
Which is very hard to believe that Heinz not making no money.
What brand of ketchup do you use?
I'm telling you.
Heinz Organic.
Store brand ketchup is busting all of these ketchups ass. I promise
no,
you.
No, there's so many different ones.
Majority of these people got store brand ketchup in their cupboards.
I don't even know anything but Heinz, honestly. Do you use Heinz? Do you use Annie's Organic? Do you use Hunt's 100% natural?
I think I'm programmed to be used
Simply
to the taste,
Balanced Organic.
Heinz.
Yes, Heinz. That's all I have. And the only time I use something different is if I go to a fast food spot and you have to. Other than that, it's Heinz all day.
I use store brand. The one that got the tomato on the bottle. You know what I'm saying? Like, I guarantee that's what most people have. Like, ain't nobody really going into the store and saying, yo, I need this brand of ketchup. You gotta bring that Heinz home.
No, and I hate cold ketchup, by the way. I don't know. I just hate cold ketchup.
I do, too.
I don't like
ketchup,
cold ketchup.
Room temperature.
Yes, my nanny, she uses the ketchup. She puts it in the fridge and it's cold.
I like my ketchup
cold.
Room temperature.
Me, too. I like room, warm temperature.
I don't like cold ketchup. Because what's the point of having some hot food and then you dip it in cold ketchup?
Exactly. I'm with you.
I never thought about it.
You like cold ketchup?
I don't.
Because I like my fries piping hot.
Yeah, if you got a burger,
that's
you
why
put that
sometimes
cold
if I have,
warm
you have
burger.
To put ketchup in the fridge after you open it, right? But that's why
Supposed
sometimes
to.
I like to have the packets because in the packets are room temperature, and I don't have to worry about letting my ketchup get to room temperature.
My whole life, the ketchup was in the refrigerator growing up in the house. As I've gotten become an adult, my wife keeps the ketchup in the cupboard for whatever reason.
And you know what I hate when you have ketchup and then you squeeze it out and all this water.
The
comes
water
out.
Stuff comes.
Yeah.
You gotta shake
so
it first.
So you gotta shake it first. Squeeze it in the sink and then put it on the.
Store brand bottle does the same thing.
And I'm a dipper too. Yeah. I don't put my ketchup on my Beyond Burgers ever. I put it on the side and I dip it.
Talk to my cousin. My cousin used to make ketchup sandwiches.
Ugh.
It was his birthday yesterday too. He used to put ketchup on bread, and it wasn't because we were broke. He just liked ketchup sandwiches. Yeah, just ketchup sandwiches. It was disgusting.
And
but anyway.
I hate when people put ketchup on the fries already. You got to put it on the side and dip.
So what's the question, ketchup head?
What brand of ketchup do you use, damn it? Okay. 800-585-1051. We're just having a ketchup conversation. Call us now.
Ketchup to our ketchup conversation.
It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough. But these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals. Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
Morning,
everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us during Front Page News, Angela Yee told us the ketchup brand,
Heinz Ketchup,
Heinz, is going through some problems right now.
Yeah, they're having some financial issues. Their stock is down like 27%. I would have never thought that Heinz would have these issues, but they have a huge debt. And they have no idea how they're going to take care of that.
So we're asking, we're having a little fun with it. 800-585-1051. What brand of ketchup do you use?
Now, Heinz.
I use Heinz. We all use Heinz. My grandmother, she would steal ketchup
packets.
Packets from every fast food.
You know what
spot.
I love?
She would, she would take with like 40,
I love when it's not just the packet. I like when it's a little square, like sauce.
If you get
one
that
you can open
that's
those and
that's
dip it. So you could either open the whole thing or you could squeeze it out.
Yeah, that's new school. That's new school. That's Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A has those ketchup packets.
Here's the thing I never respected. Is it Heinz? Is Heinz the ones that used to have the commercials where it used to take forever for the ketchup to come out the bottle?
I don't remember that commercial.
It's only in the glass bottles where you have to hit the 57 for it to come out.
Yeah,
but if you have
the
squeezable ones, which they have now, it's not a problem.
But they also
have Simply Heinz, which is organic, so there's no GMOs, no artificial sweeteners. That's the one I use.
I never respected that as a selling point because, you know, why would I want my ketchup to take forever coming out of the bottle? Like, my fries will be getting cold while I'm waiting for this ketchup to come out. Furthermore, I think that the best ketchup that you can buy is the store brand. You know what I'm saying? Like, just go in there, find the ketchup that got the tomato on the bottle, buy that. It's cheaper.
Sounds like tomato sauce.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. It sounds like it's watery.
You know Heinz tomato?
I bet you more people buy the store brand than
I bet you they don't.
They
you know
Heinz,
Heinz tomato ketchup has been around since 1869?
Wow.
How long has the store brand been around?
I don't know.
Since the store has been around.
Right.
And if it doesn't come out, you get the knife and you make sure it comes out with your knife.
I bet you if we did a taste test right now.
I bet you know.
I bet you would not know the difference. If
would.
I put Heinz right here, store brand, whatever, something else right there. I bet you would not know the difference.
I
bet
would.
You would. All right, well, let's go to the phone lines. We have Anthony on the line. Anthony, good morning.
Good morning, people.
Hey, Anthony. What ketchup do you use, Anthony?
I use Heinz, man. But, hey, I want Charlamagne Tha God to go home and take a picture of his refrigerator and show me his ketchup. I don't want a full bottle of ketchup that you just bought on the way home. I want something.
You don't believe
you.
Him, right?
I'm going to be honest with you.
No, I don't.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know what ketchup is in the house. I've never paid that much attention to it. But I do
I do know that the
store brand is what I've historically seen.
All right. I feel you, man. Y'all do your thing, man.
He doesn't believe you.
Jason, y'all acting like goddamn Heinz or some luxury brand.
It is.
Well, it's not a luxury brand,
yes,
but it's
it
just
is.
I don't believe
it's
you.
Just the only brand
I don't believe
it.
You use store bought.
He don't believe you.
Ketchup.
Jason, what kind of ketchup do you use, bro?
I just want to say good morning, y'all, man. Love all y'all, man. I use store brand almost every day, man. Charlamagne, right?
What store?
I go to Bush's or Kroger's and get the one with the tomato on.
That's what it is. It's the bottle got the tomato on.
No fries at your house.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Hello, who's this?
It's Lamar.
Lamar, what type of ketchup do you use, bro?
All right, so I just came from Dunkin', and I looked at the package, so it's definitely Heinz. It's definitely the Heinz.
It's Heinz.
It's definitely Heinz, but y'all confused me. Like, I don't know if I'm supposed to put the ketchup in the refrigerator anymore. Like,
me neither.
You are once you open it, you're supposed to refrigerate
That's
it.
That's what they say.
Because germs can spread once you open it and take off that seal.
I don't do that, and I ain't never get sick.
Sense.
I never got sick.
I like when it get watery, though. Watery got that organicness to it, and then you just shake it up.
That's kind of nasty.
That's nasty.
But you know what else I was thinking? Most of the time I use ketchup, it's always been free to me, but maybe the business paid for it, but it's free to me. Like, you know, the Chinese store sends the ketchup with it. I just picked up the ketchup from Dunkin' Donuts. I'm reusing all that, so I don't really pay for ketchup if you really think about it.
Yeah, you know what? Come to think of it, me too. I got mad hot sauce, mad soy sauce, mad duck sauce, and mad ketchup.
You know what's crazy? I have all of that stuff.
Y'all
really?
Out your
like
damn mind
it,
if y'all think y'all not paying for them condiments.
I got a big drawer of that stuff.
All right.
I'll pay for that.
Well, try that Heinz Organic. Simply Heinz.
I recently became vegan, so, you know what I mean? I'm going to try that organic, though.
Mm-hmm.
And can ketchup get stale?
Whoa. Isn't ketchup already vegan? Isn't it tomatoes?
I don't know.
Why? Isn't it already tomatoes?
I don't know.
No, non-GMOs, all of that.
Anyway,
you need to get that.
800-585-1051. What type of ketchup do you use? Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, we're talking ketchup this morning. Yee told us in Front Page News that Ketchup business is having a little bit of a
problem.
Well,
Kraft Heinz is having a problem.
Okay, what's going on?
They took on a debt. It's a lot of mismanagement of money and overpaying for things, but apparently their stock price has plummeted 27%, and they have a loss of $12.6 billion.
That's because ketchup don't matter like people think it matters.
It does matter.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, it matters to me.
Like I like the store brand ketchup. You know what I'm saying? You don't even tell the difference. You know what I'm saying?
I do Heinz.
The only difference in ketchup you can tell is when it has, like, what is it, no sugar or the diet.
I hate sugary ketchup. Yeah. But that's why I use Simply Heinz. It has no artificial sweeteners, no GMOs, all of that.
No sugar ketchup is disgusting.
And our cameraman made a great point. He says when you go to restaurants, they don't put the ketchup in the refrigerator. They be at the table for forever. So you don't have to necessarily.
But
put
people
the ketchup
probably
in the
use it up in one day. That's why.
And you do
and then
know,
they refill it.
You do know that ketchup it immediately takes the temperature of whatever you put it on. So even if it's cold, as soon as it hits the hot fries.
No, because I dip. That's why. So when I dip it, it's still cold. That's why I like my room temperature.
Well, stop being bougie and stop dipping and pour your
no,
ketchup.
No, I don't
on
like to pour my. I don't
like
never pour
else
my ketchup on burgers.
I like
hate
room
that
temperature too. All right, we got Q Mac on the line. Q Mac, what's up, bro?
Hey, what's up, man?
What type of ketchup do you use, Q?
Man, I use Super Walmart's Great Value brand.
That's
man
it, the store brand, baby. I don't know why these, I don't know who these bougie people are that go in there and pay attention to what kind of ketchup they buy.
Yeah, Heinz.
Oh, you gotta think about it. You go to all these restaurants, half the time they don't use no top of the line brand, man.
They all say Heinz, man.
When you're out of your mind if you think these restaurants.
I can taste the difference if it's not Heinz. I can taste it.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
We gonna do. I wish we could do this right now.
We
gonna do this tomorrow.
I could 100% know what Heinz tastes
like. I guarantee
like
you, I've seen people at restaurants pour ketchup in the other bottles. So they might have the Heinz bottle and be putting the store brand ketchup right in there,
now,
shaking it up, and
difference
you would never know.
Even like the thickness of it, because I find other brands aren't as thick, you know.
Okay, yeah.
Because that's really like, I've used other Pinky ketchups before and it tastes weird to me.
Jessica.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, MB. Hey,
Angela. Hey, Boo.
You tell
them it's
me.
Hey, Boo.
What type of ketchup do you like, Mama?
I ain't gonna lie. I'm doing the store brand, so I'm gonna agree with you all the way, Charlamagne. But when we going out to eat, okay, we going Heinz all the way because that's included in the meal.
So you telling me that when you go out to eat, you request it. You say, I want Heinz.
But at home.
Yeah,
nobody has ever done that in the history of life. I refuse to believe y'all.
Tony, come on now. You got to.
So what kind of mustard do you buy then?
Heinz.
I'm store brand. Store brand all the way. Come on, Charlamagne. You got to feel me. Store brand.
I'm with
all
you
the
on
way
the store brand. I'm with you.
Thank you, Baba. Hello, who's this?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. How you doing, my friend?
What's up, my friend? What's your name?
Hey, this is Victor from Miami.
Victor!
I agree with Charlamagne 100%. Everything is a knockoff, okay?
Oh, it's knockoff.
Even mayonnaise, even medication, everything. You know? Let me tell you something, Dominican MB.
Yes.
Everything that you go to the store, everything is secondhand. They're going out of business because we don't like. I like Charlemagne, mayonnaise, and ketchup name brand, okay? And you're for a Dominican, you should eat that too, man, you know?
So on your empanadas, you put regular ketchup on
you
your
use
empanadas?
Ketchup on empanadas?
Yes, you ugh. Come on, you got to be Dominican. He knows that because he's Dominican too,
si,
you know?
Si,
what I'm trying to say to you is like, you, like, I put water, I put sugar in my water. It tastes delicious. I grew up like that.
No.
And I put mayonnaise. Yes, it's very good to you. Let me tell you something. I'm big and strong. I'm black, big and strong because of that.
And I hate when people add sugar to spaghetti sauce.
I love you too,
hey,
my brother.
I'm learning a lot of English, man, because of you guys. I'm telling you, man. I love it.
You all sound right great.
Thank you. Miami. Thank you, Victor.
I love you. Hey, keep it Dominican, man. Come on.
Keep it Dominican.
All right.
I'm telling you, store brands is out here winning. Majority of people is getting store brands. They walk into these stores and they grab the cheapest ketchup. Simple as that. And usually the cheapest ketchup is the store brand one.
All right. Well, what's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is y'all better learn how to save some goddamn money.
It's not that expensive. Ketchup is not that expensive.
Yeah, it's really not that expensive.
I can't tell you.
It's you don't even know. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
I really don't know.
And it's always on sale, too. And you can buy the big bargain brand of it so
know,
that it lasts
Costco,
for a long time.
Must be nice.
And you go get a big thing.
Must be nice to just walk in there and don't even have to look at the price of the ketchup.
You
want to
know how much ketchup costs at Target? $2.29 for Heinz ketchup.
Damn. How
now
much
that's
is
cheap.
How much is the Target store brand?
You can actually go to Webster.
How much is the Target store brand?
And get it for $1.89.
How much is the Target store brand?
$1.19. Let me see. I'm looking it up right now.
You just go to McDonald's, you just take a big handful every time you go. Every time I go to McDonald's, I'm like, I have extra ketchup. I don't really need it, but I just put it in my drawer.
How much you talking store brand?
$1.69.
All right, that's what I want.
See, you're a cheap right. bastard, man.
I want the $1.69 one.
All right, we got rumors coming up. E, what are we talking about?
Yes, let's talk about Jussie Smollett again, as we are going to keep on doing. We're going to tell you some more of what could be used in his defense of him saying that he was really attacked.
All right, we'll get into that when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
What's
good
happening?
Morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Welcome back, Charlamagne.
Yes.
Now, we have rumors on the way. What are we talking about in those rumors, Yee?
Let's talk about Soulja Boy.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say happy born day to Erykah Badu, dropping the
clues. Yeah, today is Erykah Badu's birthday.
Hey.
And I want to say happy born day to our guy, comedian D-Ray Davis.
D-Ray Davis' birthday
turned
as well.
51 again
Shut
this
up,
year.
Stop it.
I just want to say D-Ray's been 51.
Happy birthday, D-Ray.
D-Ray's been 51 for at least the past 5 years, so you do the math.
Happy birthday to Erykah Badu, too. I was at the Barclays yesterday. She's going to be performing there with her coming up soon, and I think I'm going to have to go to that one.
Oh, that'll be dope.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be dope. All right, so we got rumors when we come back. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to these rumors. Let's talk Soulja Boy.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yo.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
So some people might have thought that Soulja Boy and Drake had some beef, right? And this all kind of started on The Breakfast Club when this happened.
Why did Meek Mill have a bigger comeback than Soulja Boy?
Because he was locked up.
Yes.
Okay, I was locked up too.
They came up with a number one record.
The Drake beef.
Look yo!
Crossed, look how he crossed
yo,
over.
Yo, Meek Mill ain't beef with Chris Brown and was finna box with Floyd Mayweather.
He would beef with Drake, the biggest rapper in the world.
Drake? The hiding his kid from the world, but his world wanna hide from the kid? Stop telling me like I ain't teach Drake everything he knows.
Hold on, you taught Drake everything he knows.
Y'all ain't hear Drake on his first song. Tell me what's really going on. Drizzy Drake back in this thing already. What's happening? That's Soulja.
All right, well, he also went on to say how he feels like Drake did him dirty because he didn't ask him to star in the We Made It video back in 2013. He said to XXL, why we ain't shoot the video? Why you ain't bring me on tour to perform it one time? But he was performing my record on tour, just little slick-ish like that. Well, apparently they do have a good relationship, and he shared some DMs between him and Drake, and he told Drake, you can see Drake talking to Soulja Boy, And he said, you know, it's always been love. All jokes aside, I don't know if you were serious about the video thing, but I never knew you wanted to do a video for We Made It. You know, I would have done that ish, but on some real ish, Drake. And then he said, kill that show.
I mean, listen, Drake paying homage to his OG. That's what he's supposed
Stop
to
it.
Do.
Stop it. Stop
you know
it.
Saying? That's the problem with a lot of these little youngins. They don't respect their OGs.
And Charlamagne was trying to amp it so much. He picked the wrong song. He was like, yo, yeah, that was Kiss Me Through the Phone. No, it wasn't Kiss Me.
Did it matter?
It didn't
moment?
Matter because I was hyped, too. I was trying to hype it, okay. too.
All right, now, so DaBoy and Tyga, though, it seems like those two, for real, might not like each other, especially after other things that have happened. Soulja Boy was briefly dating Blac Chyna, and he did put out this tweet, which was very rude, and a lot of people reposted it, which Soulja Boy did delete. But he said, me and Blac Chyna could never work. She like and wears like Tyga. And then he said, I effed your baby mama and played Fortnite with your son.
Listen, man, y'all act like Soulja Boy reached not long. You see how Soulja Boy had them people yank Tyga up out that club? That's why Drake really, didn't want no smoke.
Well, now, let's be clear. That it had nothing to do with Soulja Boy getting
Who said
yanked
that?
Out
who
the club.
Said?
Now, what they're saying, what happened with Tyga was the men who he got into it with in a club were people he had leased a white Maybach from and then didn't pay that $6,000 a month, so it got repoed. But Tyga was saying that they shouldn't have repoed the car. So that's allegedly what happened, and supposedly now they're all good. Everything is water under the bridge. There's no issues.
Nah, they threw him out crazy.
You see that, Jussie Smollett? When you pay somebody to do a job for you, make sure they have another alibi. Soulja Boy paid those guys in that club to do that to Tyga, and they got a rock-solid alibi is why they did it.
They threw him out so disrespectfully. That's foul. Like, we can't be friends after that because his feet is off the air, and then look at his the little push after right there. Get out of here.
So it wasn't because Tyga was fighting in the club?
Yeah, well, he got into it. Like I said, the guys that repoed his car, they had some words, altercations, and that's why, you know, things escalated.
I like my story better. Drop on a clue to
mom story
for Soulja Boy
better.
For getting the security.
Your story
Tyga
sounds
the
a
club.
Lot better.
You know what I'm saying? Just letting them know what time it is.
Yeah, your story's a lot better.
Well, that's their all. Issues aren't over because Tyga then did his Tatiana freestyle, and here's what he said about Soulja Boy.
Call me a goat. Don't call it a comeback. 7 million records, 9 months, where Soulja at? I can make the same song, but you still play that. Run around saying that you made me, why you say that?
All right, so Soulja Boy has also done his own diss.
Oh, boy.
Now, this one is not as great quality because it's not out yet, but it's something that was recorded on the phone.
First off, who's Tyga? Big Draco. Everybody know I'm on fire. Say you had the beats come back, you a liar. Yeah.
So...
Okay. Fought on both those freestyles. The rap beef nobody needs. That's the kind of beef. That's the kind of beef that makes me go vegan. I don't want no rap beef if that's the rap beef I gotta eat. God damn it!
Goodness.
Drop farts for both of them. Jesus Christ! Please.
All right, now Jussie Smollett has been given special permission. He is able to travel to leave Illinois while he waits for a trial. And he's facing disorderly conduct charges. That's for filing a false police report. So at first he was prohibited from leaving the state. And now he can. He got permission from the judge. He's allowed to attend meetings with his attorney. But he just can't leave the country. So his next court date will be March 14th. In the meantime, they have pulled up some old tweets from his quote-unquote attackers. The brothers, Ola and Abel Asundaro. And they're saying back in 2013, they have these tweets where... they're basically using gay slurs. And then he said, why are you following Frank Ocean? You know that N-word's gay, right? And just some homophobic things that were said on their social media pages.
What they got to do with anything?
So I guess what is happening here is...
they trying to ruin their character and make it seem like they wouldn't have anything to do with, Jussie?
Jussie is saying that he is a victim of a homophobic attack. So they're trying to say that these brothers who say that they are not racist, they're not homophobic, and they're not anti-Trump, they said we were born and raised in Chicago and are American citizens. I guess what they're trying to say is maybe they did attack him. I don't know. I'm just giving y'all all the
information. But didn't Jussie say they were pale or white when he got beat up?
Listen, we're just following the case and reporting all the new findings happen.
People need to stop making up stuff for Jussie. If y'all like Jussie, just say you like him. And I think that's fine because, you know, y'all live in this culture where you always want to cancel somebody, but now you found somebody you really don't want to cancel. Somebody made a mistake. All Jussie can do is apologize and do better in the future. That's it. And pay for the consequences of his actions. That's all.
Now, sources are saying that the testimony from the brothers went sideways while speaking in front of the grand jury, so now they halted the proceedings and a criminal charge was filed instead. All right. Now, I gotta tell y'all what I just tried, the new flavors of Orange Vanilla Coke and Orange Vanilla Coke Zero Sugar. Yeah, you heard that right, and I have to tell you, it's a great combination of Coke, orange, and vanilla flavor. So head to your closest retailer today and make sure you try them out.
What happened? The rumor, why did the rumor report just turn into a commercial?
I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
Roll with it, bro. Roll with
sponsorship?
It. Roll with it, bro.
Okay, I was like, what
come on, you're messing this thing up, man. Roll with it, bro.
You got to
just roll with it, bro. That's part of it. Just roll with it.
It turned into a commercial all of a sudden.
Just roll with it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. This guy's a jerk, man. Charlamagne!
Yes.
Who are you giving his donkey to?
Well, four after the hour, we're going to talk about store brand ketchup and how it tastes better than Heinz and Hunt's and Kraft and all that other good stuff.
That's what we're talking about for real?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Keep it locked. It's Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, Charlamagne gave Robert Kraft Donkey of the Day.
Robert Kraft. I mean, it makes no sense to be worth $6.6 billion and pulling up the seedy massage parlors, chauffeured in a Bentley, to get hand jobs for a couple hundred dollars, man.
So we're asking, have you ever paid for a sex act? 800-585-1051. Angela Yee, DJ MV, no. Charlamagne, you've told me two times.
It's two things. I don't want to be so quick to judge Robert Kraft either because he's 77 years old. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I'll be doing at 77 years old if I still want to get some action.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I might have to pull up to a CD massage parlor as well. But yeah, I paid for back in the day when they used to have champagne rooms in the strip clubs. Uh-huh. I want to say, honestly, the first time I might have ever received oral was in the strip club from a stripper.
How much did you pay?
$20 and it was $20, but what it was, when you give her the money, she does it through the duration of the song.
Oh, so if the DJ played a short song, you finished.
Yeah, and what I messed up with,
right,
I went into the champagne room with her while a song was already playing. So I gave her $20 and I only got like 30 seconds of action. And I was like, Damn, that's it? And she was like, yo, if you want me to keep going, you got to give me more money. I ain't had no more money. Hmm. You know what I'm saying? $20 was all I had. Once again, those are poor people pleasures. Okay. Why is Robert Kraft partaking in poor people pleasures?
Now, Angela Yee, should we add the time he got oral from a crackhead?
I don't know about that. When was that?
You want to tell us about that?
I guess that can count. Yeah, that can count. I can count. Yeah.
So what happened in that situation?
I was selling crack, and when you sell crack, and sometimes the crackheads don't have money, they do sexual favors for the crack.
Simple. And that happened in Menace?
Yeah.
Almost.
Well, the old dog shot the guy.
Shot the dude.
So you've never paid for any type of sexual acting?
No.
Never?
No.
Not in the strip club, nothing?
No.
You bought a woman a bag.
I bought my wife millions of bags.
I didn't say your wife. Or even your wife, too. You bought your wife a bag. Yes, it is.
No, it's not the same.
That's buying a gift for somebody you're dating.
That I'm married to. What are you talking about?
I mean, even before you were married, that's buying a gift for somebody you were dating.
That's advice I gave to Robert Kraft.
That's not prostitution.
Get yourself a young girlfriend. Get your young self. Didn't I say in the donkey today, get you a young girlfriend to spoil?
Yeah.
There's all kind of things that Robert Kraft could have been doing other than being in a seedy-ass massage parlor getting $100 hand jobs. He's a billionaire.
All right.
Jesus.
Well, let's go to the phone line. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Rachel calling Austin.
Hey, Rachel, have you ever paid for a sex act?
No, I definitely haven't. But I just wanted to say, in regards to this Robert Kraft thing, it could be a coincidence, but obviously he recently founded Reform Alliance to help bring more light to what's going on with the injustice in the prison system. So it's kind of coincidental that all of a sudden they found him in this paying for sex act. So that's cool and all, but I don't believe that's the first time he's done it. I can't imagine a billionaire wasn't already on the radar of doing these things, or that whoever caught him where he was didn't already know that that place was doing those things. I think that they wanted to highlight him as a criminal, threaten him with a year in jail because he's putting a voice to what's going on in the black community in America in regards to the prison system. And I think that we shouldn't judge him for this matter. Yeah, he did something wrong, but let's not let it taint all the goodness that he's trying to do, which is typical American systematic oppression, taint the goodness with some picture or fact to basically negate what you're doing.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Mom. Wait a minute now. Let me push back and just play white devil's advocate for a second.
What?
Bill Cosby did a lot of good in the community, too. What does that mean?
Yeah, but it's not apples to apples here. Bill Cosby is charged with raping and drugging women.
Robert Kraft literally paid fair money for a sexual act. That was illegal.
Fair money.
So clearly, there was a willing participant, and he paid his dues for it. So
well, we don't know if the woman was willing because there was sex trafficking going on.
Yeah, these women were being
out there against her will.
These women were being forced to live in these squalid conditions, and they had their passports taken from them, and they were told they were coming here to get jobs, and this is how they ended up.
I agree with everything that woman said, but being that Robert Kraft is white, I will not let her just let the white man be able to get a little slap on the wrist, okay? Because I would not let that happen if he was black.
Roger.
Yo, what's up?
You paid for a sex act before, bro?
Yes, DJ Envy, I have many years ago. I was doing a study abroad in a different country. I was, you know, just chilling on the block. I'm like, yo, one man found out where the women. So they put me on a bus. I got to this place. When I got in there, I seen a bunch of girls standing on one side, the guys on the other side, and that's when it hit me that these were prostitutes. So I was already there. They told me it was $12.50. So why not?
You know, $12.50?
Yes, sir. And
did they have change for a 20?
I think they did. But, you know, I paid. I forgot how much money I gave them. But I'm sure they did. You know what I'm saying? But
what'd you get done?
You know, they put a rubber on you. They you off. And then you get the up. You know what I'm saying? So, hey.
Michelle.
What's up?
Michelle, you paid for a sex act, Michelle?
I did.
What did you pay for?
I know it's hard to believe. It was from my ex. It wasn't from a stranger, though.
You paid your ex?
How much you pay your ex to give you some
God.
$100.
Wow.
I know.
He that good?
Or is she that good?
Well, I had to pay him because he wouldn't do it for free because I wasn't his girlfriend.
What?
Oh, drop one.
You didn't make you feel crazy?
Man. This man has integrity. This man did not want to just be out here giving a woman who's not his girl. I respect him.
800.
No, why didn't you get this man's number so we can send him something?
800-585-1051. Have you ever paid for a sex act? Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're asking, have you ever paid for a sex act? Now, Charlamagne has done it twice. One at a strip club, he paid $20. The other time, it was a crackhead.
I mean, this was back in the day when they used to have champagne rooms in the strip clubs, you know what I'm saying? When they used to have champagne rooms in the strip club, you know, the stripper would take you back there, and, you know, if you give her $20, she would you off. She'd give you some of that, show you what that mouth do, though, you know, for the duration of a song, you know? So for me, I gave her $20 in the middle of a song, so I only got like 30, 45 seconds of action, you know?
Did you reach completion?
Nope. I only got 30, 45 seconds of action. And then she was like, yo, if you want me to continue, you got to give me another $20. My little young ass didn't have another $20.
Oh, boy. All right. Dennis.
Yes, sir.
Have you paid for a sex act before?
Well, I would say anytime I've been on a date and it's ended successfully, yes, I have.
I don't know if that's paying for a sex act. That's you being charming on a date.
Nope.
No. Because if I had to pay for dinner, movie, all that, I'm paying cash out of my pocket.
That is true.
So anytime you take somebody on a date, that's considered prostitution?
Nobody said prostitution. Why you got to say things like that?
That's paying for a sex act. Paying for a sex act.
Yes, you are paying indirectly for the poom-poom.
Oh,
and guess
God,
what? All
so
you women out there, Angela Yee included, is not going out with no broke-ass Negro, and you're not giving no broke-ass Negro poom-poom.
Hello, sir. Hello?
Yo.
Yo, you paid for a sex act before?
Man, let me tell you something. Every man on this earth that ain't a virgin done paid for.
Well,
y'all
we asked about
so
you.
Stupid.
What was the last time
I hate
you
when guys act like being a good person and taking someone on a date and being chivalrous is paying for a sex act.
Hey, yeah, when the last time you had sex with somebody broke?
Listen,
exactly.
I don't look at people like, oh, are you broke? Oh, I'm not going to have sex with you.
When
I will.
You had sex with somebody broke?
I've never had sex with somebody because of the amount of money that they have. Because I have my own.
Sir.
Man, yes, sir.
Yeah, we asked. So, what's the last time you paid for sex, sir?
Let's see. When last time I had sex? 2 days ago.
What'd you buy?
I bought us something to eat.
Oh, my goodness. Goodbye, man.
This is the dumbest thing I ever heard.
It's really not.
People.
Hello, who's this, sir?
If you buy somebody something to eat, you paid
good
for sex.
Good morning.
Hey, what's your name?
Elsie.
Hey, when's the last time you paid for sex?
Was when I was in Mexico, like about when I was 14 years old, man.
You paid for sex at 14? How much was it?
It was a free donkey show. I mean, you gotta go.
A free donkey show got you that donkey, huh?
We call it la zona.
All right, man. Thank you. Let's go to one more line, man. Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Earl from Brooklyn.
Earl, you ever paid for a sex act?
Morning, Earl.
Oh, yeah. Good morning, morning. I did.
How much did you pay?
I went to the Dominican Republic, so.
What kind of laugh is that, man?
Because I went out there and wild out in Dominican Republic.
How much did you pay?
I paid about $1, about $100.
And how many times did you get a sexual act done to you?
I think too many.
Oh, my gosh.
How much did you come back broke, sir?
No, I didn't come back broke. Not at all, Charlamagne. I ain't come back broke.
Oh, okay. But, I mean, when you went to the DR, you kind of knew what you was getting into.
Of course. I mean, listen, man, not all the time you want to do the whole wine and dine thing. Sometimes you just want to get right to the point. I mean, I see it as paying them to leave.
Paying them to leave. All right. Keisha.
Hi.
Now, somebody paid you for a sex act?
This was like 10 years ago now. This was like 10 years ago.
Okay, you call it from the Chuck. You call it from that 843.
843, all that. Yeah, you already know.
Now, talk to me now. Talk to me.
Now, was it Charlamagne that paid you?
It definitely wasn't me.
No, it wasn't Charlamagne. Charlamagne didn't do it this time.
Okay. This time. Now, how much did they pay you?
Do we have to talk about that?
Yeah, is that what you called for now?
It was 10 years ago. How much did they pay you?
I want to say like $500.
$500.
And what did you have to do for that $500?
Edie Boonky.
I mean, just talk. Shut up. No, I did not. No. I just had to talk to him and, you know, act like I like him.
And you didn't do no sexual act?
No, I don't play those kind of games. No.
That's
he gave
plan.
You $500 just to have a conversation?
Yeah.
I don't believe you.
I don't
now.
Believe you either.
Oh, I'm sure.
You don't want to believe me. It's the truth.
I believe
you
it.
You know you and that man been hunching now.
No, he was too old.
He was too old. See, a lot of them old men be doing that. Now what Robert Kraft should have been doing, he should have just paid for the company.
Exactly. And what's that guy me and y'all was just talking about? He was trying to holler at me.
Robert Kraft. But Robert Kraft
he wanted, holler at you.
Robert Kraft want a little rub and tug now.
Yeah, send him my number.
Kawaii.
All right,
my
mama.
Number.
Hello, who's this?
Good morning. I like to remain anonymous.
Oh, okay. Boy. Somebody paid you for a sexual act?
Yes.
How much they paid you?
It was $100.
And what you had to do?
Just throw this yam back, that's all.
Do what? Give him some neck?
I threw my yam back, that's all.
You threw your yam back?
What the hell is that?
You let him hit it from the back? You let him hit it from the back?
Yes.
Backing it up. Okay.
Now, what you mean hitting in the back? Like the back shots or in the back?
Lord have mercy.
Okay.
No backdoor action.
No backdoor. I'm just asking.
We were just talking, and he was like, girl, I'd love to get a shot with you. I was like, boy, dog, you have to pay for this. I was just joking. But he was like, how much? I was like, what? He was like, how much? So I was like, $100? Like, yeah, $100. He was
why
like,
why you sell yourself so short, ma?
I don't know. I was really young.
$100? How old were you?
Like 18.
Oh, you was in college?
Yes.
See, exactly. That sounds like something will happen in college. $100.
Later on down the road, like, me and his baby mama ended up, like, really getting into it. I didn't even know he had a baby mama.
Would you have done it for free?
No, not him.
Hey, I'm going to tell you something else.
Don't
tell no man that you dating that, because I'm going to always feel like I'm overpaying. You know what I'm saying? Since you just out here charging $100.
Thank you, mama.
Yeah, but it felt great to throw up in his baby mama face that her man had paid for me.
Oh, my
gosh. Yeah, but it was only $100.
I don't know how great that feels.
She get more for that child support in a month.
Oh, my goodness. And where you from?
I'm not telling you that.
Thank you, mama. What's the moral of the story?
You and that little cheap-ass box have a nice day. All
right? Okay. What's the moral of the story, guys?
The moral of the story is, man, women created these rules. They created these rules with songs like They Don't Want No Scrubs by TLC and Destiny's Child, Can You Pay My Bills, and No Romance Without Finance. You know what I'm saying? So women created these rules. That's why men feel like they got to get money right now.
Goodness gracious.
I think that women just like men who are ambitious, who are doing things with their lives, just like men like women who are also.
There you go.
So, yeah. I mean, you got to bring something to the table, like I bring something to the table.
A man will sleep with a woman who works at McDonald's. A woman will not sleep with a man who works at
McDonald's. So you don't think that women are sleeping with men who work at McDonald's?
I know you wouldn't, Angela Yee.
You know that I used to date somebody from Taco Bell.
When
I was younger.
Exactly. Not now.
Yeah,
okay.
But I don't know if there's somebody like my age.
I'm sure there's some grown men at McDonald's right now.
Right now.
Matter
of fact, call us up right now because Angela Yee is out here.
I have a boyfriend. Number one, I have a boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
So that doesn't matter. But, I mean, I don't feel like... Hey, in order for you to go out on a date with me, you have to buy me this and do that. I don't really feel like that.
Not for nothing.
I don't really think about that.
Gift too, man. Not for nothing. All right, anyway. We got rumors on the way, Yee?
Yes, let's talk about Cardi B. You're going to enjoy this. Now, we know Cardi B's young, but she's going to help you guys learn about 90s slang.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue with its powerful V6 turbo engine. Well, we had time to see all the animals. Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God.
We are the Breakfast Club. This morning.
Very awkward room, right?
Our producer Eddie just looked at our other producer Daniel and said, "Hey, I'm thinking about doing the 40 D challenge." I don't even know where that came from. 40 D challenge been played out for like a year. I don't know why he wants to do it this morning, but hey.
All right, well,
not my business.
Let's get to these rumors. Let's talk Wale.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Now, I just announced that I was going to talk about Wale and Red Table Talk and how he wants to find love. And shout out to Miss Berry on Twitter. She said, "Listen, Angela, I am all the love Wale wants and needs, period."
How she look?
I don't know. I didn't click on her page. No. But just letting you know, Wale. All right, so he is on a Red Table Talk that's coming up in the next episode. And they did put out a preview, so check it out.
This is what I want you to do, because I know you're looking for love. I want you to tell the camera
exactly what you want
in a woman. I want to hear this.
I want a woman to show me what I want in a woman.
You don't know what you want?
I don't know. I want to lead it. Like women, I believe their intuition is stronger than men's. Be my friend, for real. Like, loyalty is very important.
Loyalty, okay.
And understanding, right? Because I am not a regular man, for better or worse. My bad is bad. My good is amazing.
Cool. So you need someone
to understand that I'm crazy,
patient?
Pretty much.
You know what's crazy? That sounds like game to a lot of women. But that's really how Wale talks off the air.
Yeah,
Wale really wants a good woman. Like, I'm talking, these are regular conversations.
Absolutely.
That he hits me up about. Like, he wants to be in a relationship.
We had a nice 2-hour talk with Wale on lip service, and he wasn't even done. So
yeah, shout out to Wale, man.
Yeah, one of you women, please give Wale a chance. Wale's tired of being single.
There's a lot of women that want to give Wale a chance.
He's tired of being single.
After that
episode
came out, everybody was tweeting me about him. So
that's why I say some people think it's game. You know what I mean? Because he'll say things like that, and that's like hell of a bait to throw out there.
Right.
But he really, really means what he's saying. He really wants to be in a relationship.
All right, now let's talk about album sales. Looks like Gunna and Offset are going to have some big first weeks. Now, they said Gunna's album is expected to sell between 75 and 80,000 copies.
Mm-hmm.
And Offset is going to be between 77 and 82,000 in the first week.
I haven't heard Gunna yet, but I've definitely listened to Offset a couple times. And I was a way out of the country this weekend. I played it a
Now, other debuts are Lil Pump's album, between 40 and 45,000. And Kalani has her While We Wait mixtape. And that's going to be between 25 and 28,000.
What's she waiting on, the baby?
Yeah, While We Wait, because she's putting this music out until she puts out an album.
So until the baby comes.
While We Wait.
What's your favorite joint off the Offset joint so far?
I like Do Anything for Clout. I like
Clout.
I
was gonna say that.
I like Wild Wild West.
Legacy.
I like Tats on My Face. I really do like the record Don't Lose Me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, it was sweet.
It is a very, very...
I like the first one, too.
Sweet record.
Father Four.
I like that joint. Yeah, I like the Legacy joint, too.
All right, now let's talk about Cardi B. And she has her Reebok 90s theme challenge that she just did. Reebok Classics presents Cardi B versus the 90s. And here she is explaining some 90s slang in case y'all don't know.
I'm all that in a bag of chips. I'm all that and I'm more. Like, I got boobs, ass, brain, all that in a bag of chips with a soda. Psych! You know, psych, it means like you fell for it. Oh, you cute. Psych! I'm lying. Yagle. Punani. I got the put a ring on my finger, punani. Punani just means vagina. Hoopty just means like a busted ass car. You talking shit about my hoopty, but you walking though.
We need to bring back psych, by the way. Psych was a good word.
Mm. All right, well, Cardi B also announced her tour dates coming up as well, so.
Psych!
No, it's real. Oh. And July 23rd through July 31st, she has some dates, so check that out. All right, Spike Lee. Donald Trump has responded to what Spike Lee said at the Oscars. Spike Lee won his first ever Oscar, and this is what he said on stage.
The 2020 presidential election is around the corner. Let's all mobilize. Let's all be on the right side of history. Let's do the right thing. You know I had to get that in there.
All right, well, Donald Trump went on Twitter and said, be nice if Spike Lee could read his notes, or better yet, not have to use notes at all when doing his racist hit on your president, who has done more for African Americans, criminal justice reform, lowest unemployment numbers in history, tax cuts, etc., than almost any other president.
Why did he call that hit racist, though? Why was that? What did Spike Lee say that was racist?
I didn't
say anything racist.
He just said,
let's make the moral choice between love and hate. Let's do the right thing. He didn't say nothing about race.
He didn't even say what party to vote for,
nothing.
What candidate to vote for. He just said,
love
and hate.
He said, be on the right side.
A hit dog will holler. That's what my grandma used to say, Donald Trump.
Trump's in his feelings.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your Rumor Report.
All right. Revolt, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Everybody else, the People's Choice Mix is up next. Get your request in. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, it's Black History Month.
Yes.
What are we doing?
I know this seems random. Our producer, the good brother, Eddie F., he looked our other producer, Dan, dead in his eyes and said, hey, Dan, I want to do the 4 to D challenge. I don't know what that was about. I don't know why he said it. But for anybody who may have forgotten what the 4 to D challenge was, let's flash back to when Erykah Badu did it the best.
The Breakfast Club presents a new Black History Month legend. And that was another new Black History Month legend, courtesy of The Breakfast Club.
All right.
So the 4 to D challenge. That means that you want to, means you love the right?
Oh my God.
Huh? Eddie, you can't explain why you wanted to do it this morning to Dan?
Eddie said no comment.
Oh, he said no comment. All
okay.
right.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Okay.
And pause.
All right. All right. When we come back, we got your positive note. Don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, shout out to everybody in the D. I'll be in the D later on, Detroit.
Okay.
What up, Doe?
Sounds gonna be like a challenge.
We'll be at Strata tonight in Detroit. So shout out to everybody in Detroit. I got to check up on some of my properties as well. So I'll be in Detroit later on, all right? And also, shout to Amara Enya for stopping through.
She stopped
through yesterday. She's running for mayor today out in Chicago, all right?
So make sure you guys get out and vote.
Get out there and vote.
She really explained a lot of the stories that have been circulating about her and why she is more in touch with the people.
That's right.
And her experience, too. Just the experience that she has. She has a law degree, psychology, all of that.
Right, yeah. She's being back by Chance the Rapper, Kanye
West.
She's
from the West Side.
She's from the West Side. So get out there and vote today, Chicago, all right? Charlamagne, you got a positive note?
See other people as they are. When you see other people as they are without taking it personally, you can never be hurt by what they say or do. Even if others lie to you, it is okay. They are lying to you because they are afraid you will discover that they are not perfect.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears. Real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.